Capital Reflections, the 2023 session, issue 12, David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Two Farm Bureau policies were implemented with the legislature's override of Governor Little's veto of H-292. IFB policy number 102 opposes shifting property taxes to agricultural land by increasing the homeowner's exemption, and policy 114.2 supports eliminating the odd March election date. So H-292 successfully provides property tax relief without shifting any taxes. It also eliminates the March election date used by schools to run bonds and levies. While the votes to override were not quite as robust as the original votes to pass the bill, both chambers easily surpassed the two-thirds vote needed to override a veto. It was largely a party-line vote to override, although Representative Greg Lanting from Twin Falls was the lone Republican to oppose the override. Idaho Farm Bureau spokesperson Sean Ellis noticed that when it comes to taxes, farmers kind of get a double whammy.
Farmers pay property taxes. You know, they pay property taxes on their residents, and also, you know, they pay taxes on their farmlands.
A veto override is a rare occurrence in Idaho, despite having a supermajority of Republicans in both chambers of the legislature. The last successful veto override occurred in 2007 when the legislature overrode then-Governor Butch Otter's veto of a bill banning smoking in bowling alleys. H-292 will provide targeted property tax relief to all Idaho homeowners. Produced by the Ag Information Network.